Good day and welcome to our Thursday stories.
Hi, my name's Jackie and this is my testimony. My story starts with my birth, as mine was rather traumatic. I was born in Aberdeen, northeast Scotland. I was a very ill little baby. I was born 3 months early and weighed less than a bag of sugar. At some point before, during or after birth, my brain did not get enough oxygen. This caused brain damage called cerebral palsy. I wasn't supposed to live, but my doctors decided to try to save me anyway. There were many scary times, including an emergency operation when I was the smallest baby the surgeon had ever operated on. I also stopped breathing and had to be brought back to life a couple of times. But people all over the UK were praying for me. I started to do things the doctors had said I would never be able to do, like walking, talking and going to mainstream school and secondary school. I've been to university twice and have a master's degree. It was at a Christian conference called Spring Harvest that I came to know Jesus for myself as my saviour and friend. Just before my 9th birthday, I had believer's baptism at age 11. I remember it like it was yesterday. God used it to really encourage people. I haven't always been faithful to Jesus, but he's always been faithful to me. Since I became a Christian, I had healthy teenage years, but struggled with my faith and was rebellious. Now I wish I'd appreciated that time. When I was 19 and at uni, I started becoming ill and had a few very painful hospital admissions, but God used me to witness to doctors, nurses and patients. I had a life-saving operation when I was 25, in which I nearly died, and the surgeon said it's one of the most difficult operations he's done. I was really carried through that time and many people were praying. Never ever underestimate the power of prayer. It's 4 years since the operation and times have not been easy. A while ago, my consultant said I have damaged my body from walking and I need to use an electric wheelchair full time. I also have carers in to help me and lots of hospital appointments. It's surprising how often the carers ask me about my faith, or ask me questions, or share the things that they're struggling with, so I get to talk to them about those things quite a lot. I am still unable to work and really struggle with that. God is showing me though that he does have a purpose for me. I am writing for the Big Bible Project once a month, and Bible Reflections have published a few articles. I also have my own blog. God is using my posts to help people. I also try to be a listener for my friends and others in need, and I'm very much still learning how to do this. Somehow, God is carving out a ministry for me. I am trying to hold on to all that God has done for me and what he is continuing to do. I hope telling my story this way helps someone to know how powerful God is and how much prayer can do. God is a solid rock and a refuge on whom I can rely. He can do the same for you too.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers today. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk where there is something uploaded to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. See you later.